Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes. Beef buzzing with you today with livestock market economist Dr. Glenn Tonzer. Back with Dr. Tonzer here in just a moment.
Quartermaster Creek Angus is holding their spring bull sale February 24th, 12:30 p.m. at the ranch in Leedy, Oklahoma. Selling 135 two-year-old bulls sired by breed-leading AI sires, all rugged and ready for heavy service. Also, 60 two-year-old commercial pairs and 40 open yearling heifers. Genomic EPD information available on the bulls. Look for our sale book online at quartermastercreek.com. For more information, call Mike at 580-445-8275. Quartermaster Creek Bull Sale, February 24th in Leedy.
Attention farmers and ranchers, the Tulsa Farm Show is back February 25th through 27th at the River Spirit Expo. The Oklahoma Farm Bureau presents over 350 exhibitors, ag products and services, plus cattle equipment demos and daily horse training seminars by Craig Cameron. Register to win $1,000 in show bucks each day at 1 o'clock by Can-Am. Be sure to test drive and enter to win a new Spartan mower. TulsaFarmShow.com has details. Show hours 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., 4 p.m. Saturday. Admission and parking are free.
Dr. Glenn Tonzer was one of the presenters at the 2021 USDA Ag Outlook Conference talking about cattle market transparency. And he says that he urged those participating in the virtual conference to be very careful about wishing for certain mandates on the marketplace.
I was pleading, basically, which I've been doing for several months, to recognize that lots of the things being talked about in the industry are interconnected. I'd like to use the visual of a Rubik's Cube. So if we change one thing, we tend to change three others. So if we want to talk about altering the volume of cattle going through the spot market, that tends to, you know, potentially impact the signals for beef quality investment by producers and so forth. We want to talk about mandating certain things, that tends to have unintended consequences and so forth. I try to be careful saying I'm not for or against any policy, because that is accurate. But I had lots of words of caution. There's lots of unintended consequences of lots of the proposals that are floating around. And I was trying to give some context on that. The situation's ever evolving. We now have 20 years of mandatory price reporting history. You know, we have a lot more data and information on this industry than we did before that, that's now mandatory and blessed by USDA. That's important to recognize. Every 5 years, there's kind of an update to that. So wholesale beef, we have information on that market that we certainly didn't have 20 years ago, which leads into some of the discussions we're having. You know, I regularly on this broadcast talk about the cutout prices and fit cattle prices and so forth. And in many ways, we have more data and information to assess the markets than we did before. But there's always room to improve those systems, and I encourage that. But I was pleading with our listeners and those that write articles and so forth later to let data and information drive those efforts and not emotion. That's easy for me to say, but there's an awful lot of emotion floating around the country in general these days, and I'm was trying to be a calm word of wisdom in that front.
He believes that the law of unintended consequences would kick in a very big way if you took away the market's ability to react to current conditions.
Certainly some of the proposals would take away cattle buyer or cattle seller choice in certain cases and so forth. At least yours truly, Dr. Glenn Tonzer, to be clear here, has serious pause on doing that. You know, at the root of my belief is markets do more good than harm. There is ways to improve market signals. I'm all for that. But when we start restricting and mandating things, there's times that make sense. There needs to be what economists call a big externality. You know, the world is way worse off in aggregate because of that. And we can negate that negative effect by implementing some restrictions. Sometimes that makes sense. I'm imploring we use data and information to figure out if that's the situation versus tying the hands of, in this case, buyers and sellers of cattle with what I fear would be a lot of unintended consequences. Beef has a really good demand story because it's invested in genetics and feed quality and, you know, a whole host of things that have improved beef itself, and consumers want it today because of that. And we need to be careful not to make changes that I would think are unintended that would put us backwards on that improvement front.
End of the day, Dr. Tonzer believes very strongly that the market will sort things out if you give it the opportunity to do so. Extension livestock market economist, Dr. Glenn Tonzer out of Kansas State University. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Hey, cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming Thursday, February 25th. It'll be seen live on Dish Network 997, SuperiorClickToBid.com. And you can also come and watch live at the Embassy Suites on South Meridian in Oklahoma City. 8 a.m. start time, 34,970 head to sell, 9,000 yearling steers, 6,200 yearling heifers, and over 13,000 weaned calves. For more information, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call 800-422-2117. And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.